During times of democratic backsliding, there are always expressions of resistance through demonstrations, spoken word, and art. Citing what activists call an authoritarian takeover of the United States, an event entitled Unheard Echoes, Silencing Due Process brought these elements together. Organized by the Pan Valley Institute of Fresno, the event combined multimedia presentations with a community discussion on the importance of due process, the ongoing attack on civil rights, and the impact of current immigration policies on Central Valley communities. Bridging the injustices of past and present, Kiko Kubo laid the groundwork, sharing her family's history of being swept up and herded into World War II concentration camps, along with 125,000 Americans of Japanese descent. Kubo is a sensei, a third-generation Japanese-American born in the U.S. after the war. She recalls overhearing stories of the dire conditions and the humiliation her people endured. Determined early on to work for a world where that could never happen again, Kubo now organizes with Tsuru for Solidarity, a group of Japanese Americans fighting for the rights of migrants caught in America's inhumane detention facilities.
My work has been, and has included working with La Resistencia in Seattle, Tacoma to close the GeoCorps-run ICE detention center, and now we're working with the ICE Out of Dublin Coalition to keep ICE from reopening of a woman's federal prison as a detention center.
Speakers noted that many folks take civil and personal rights for granted, but civil rights attorney Patience Milrod offered a sharp reminder of how hard fought those rights have been.
Laws are useful, are helpful, only if there is political will to enforce them. And right at this moment, we are seeing a pretty sad failure of political will to enforce equal rights. In fact, we're seeing a political will to roll back equal rights and impair people's rights.
Milrod pointed to repeated examples of xenophobia and racism throughout U.S. history. During World War I, Mexican immigrants were welcomed to work, especially in agriculture. But when the Great Depression hit, they were no longer wanted.
What happened during this period in the 30s and early 40s was the same kind of sweeps that we are seeing now, the same kind of federal government, military, and administrative interference in human life.
After World War II, Mexican workers in the Bracero program helped save the U.S. economy, only to face deportation again under the racially charged Operation Wetback. Brenda Ordaz, born in Baja California and the daughter of Zapoteco farmworkers, shared her experience of growing up undocumented. Her early years were shaped by constant migration until her family settled in Madera when she was 11. Today, she serves as Community Education and Outreach Coordinator for the Coalition for Humane Immigrant Rights.
I am a DACA recipient. I am undocumented. DACA is like a pause, and play button that only allows me to be here in the country, but does not give me or many, you know, close to a million other youth that arrived here as children the opportunity to travel outside of the U.S., for example, freely. You know, we have to ask for advanced parole or a special permit to be able to travel or to go outside of the country.
With what many describe as the Trump administration's exceeding the rule of law, immigration attorney Jessica Smith Bobadilla says the legal game is changing in real time. After working for the U.S. government, the United Nations, and Human Rights Watch, she founded her own immigration law firm, taking on cases across the country. In her 23 years of practice, Bobadilla says she's never seen due process erode this quickly.
I think that as a DACA recipient and as an undocumented person in this country, I'm not just asking for permission to stay. I'm asking for the chance to live, to be seen, and to be heard.
Jessica Smith Bobadilla added that once immigrants are detained by ICE, they face serious legal obstacles, especially without access to an attorney. She says immigration authorities are now using strong-arm tactics to rapidly deport asylum seekers with legitimate claims to remain in the U.S.
In my 23 years of practice in different states, you know, we didn't see agents pull up to a field and start terrorizing random workers and chasing them. and we didn't see, them, rushing into the back of restaurants and, start arresting people that were working in a kitchen. And we've seen that in the last few months. So I just want to say for the record that I do think there's been a departure in the procedures, and I think it's been increasingly chaotic and dangerous.
Patience Milrod warns that law enforcement is trampling civil rights and that the courts are falling into line. Still, she urges the public not to give in to discouragement.
Frederick Douglass reminded us that if there is no struggle, there is no progress. Power concedes nothing without a demand. So that's our work. That's our work.
Vic Bedoyan reporting for the Pacifica Evening News and KFCF Radio.